They spoke to us. Report from the 171st Annual General Conference, March 31st through April 1st, 2001. President Gordon B. Hinckley, let us be good people. Let us be friendly people. Let us be neighborly people. Let us be what members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints ought to be. President Thomas S. Monson, first counselor in the First Presidency, a friend is more concerned about helping people than getting credit. A friend cares. A friend loves. A friend listens. And a friend reaches out. President James E. Faust, second counselor in the First Presidency. Our first birth takes place when we are born into mortality. Our second birth begins when we are baptized by water, by one holding the priesthood of God, and is completed when we are confirmed, and then cometh a remission of our sins by fire and by the Holy Ghost. 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 17. President Boyd K. Packer, acting president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. We all make mistakes. Sometimes we harm ourselves and seriously injure others in ways that we alone cannot repair. We break things that we alone cannot fix. That is when the healing power of the atonement will help. The Lord said, Behold, I, God, have suffered these things for all, that they might not suffer if they would repent. Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verse 16. Elder Neil A. Maxwell of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. The more we know of Jesus, the more we will love him. The more we know of Jesus, the more we will trust him. The more we know of Jesus, the more we will want to be like him and to be with him. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Today I make you a promise. It's a simple one, but it is true. If you will listen to the living prophet and the apostles and heed our counsel, you will not go astray. Elder Joseph B. Worthlin of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Fasting, coupled with mighty prayer, is powerful. It can fill our minds with the revelations of the Spirit. It can strengthen us against times of temptation. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Surely there is no more powerful missionary message we can send to this world than the example of a loving and happy Latter-day Saint life. Elder John H. Groberg of the 70. When we are humble, clean, and pure of hand, heart, and mind, nothing righteous is impossible. An ancient Oriental saying declares, if a man lives a pure life, nothing can destroy him. Elder L. Lionel Kendrick of the 70. To be reverent is not just to be quiet. It involves an awareness of what is taking place. It involves a divine desire to learn and to be receptive to the promptings of the Spirit. It involves a striving to seek added light and knowledge. Sister Sidney S. Reynolds, First Counselor in the Primary General Presidency. God did part the Red Sea, and he did give us the Book of Mormon. He can heal us of our sins, and he can and will bless us, his children, in our daily lives. I know that he lives and loves us and is today a God of miracles. End of article. They spoke to us. From Latter-day Prophets.